The impact of the ongoing beef dispute will become visible at some supermarkets today. Aldi, the German retailer, will be relabeling some Irish beef and pork products as processed in the UK. The supermarket confirmed the development to RT News last night after it said the ongoing dispute was impacting its supply chain. Here's our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty.
Aldi said last night that industry-wide availability issues meant ensuring Irish meat products remain on their shelves was proving difficult. Their suppliers, ABP, have processed beef and pork products at some of their facilities in the UK. Irish beef and pork products in Aldi remain quality assured by Bord Bia as they stayed within ABP quality-approved factories. Notices will be visible in stores from this morning and packaging will be clearly marked processed in the UK. This is the impact of plants being blockaded. Processing at the big factories has stalled and smaller companies are helping keep Irish beef on the shelves. As the consumer sees the impact, there's little good news and a return to talks to resolve the dispute. Progress is reported as slow, but there is progress nonetheless. The prospect of talks beginning this weekend does look optimistic, but farmers and factories know that negotiation is the only means of finding a solution.
In Britain, House of Commons Speaker John Bercow has warned Boris Johnson he will stop any illegal attempt to take the UK out of the EU without a deal on October 31st. He has vowed creativity in Parliament if the Prime Minister ignores the law designed to stop a no-deal Brexit. Our London correspondent, Sean Whelan.
In a speech last night, John Bercow said that if the Prime Minister looked as if he were trying to engineer a no-deal Brexit, he believed the Parliament would want to cut off that possibility, adding, "Neither the limitations of the existing rule book nor the ticking of the clock will stop it doing so." In a challenge to the Prime Minister and his Cabinet, Mr. Bercow said, "The only form of Brexit we have, whenever that may be, will be a Brexit that the House of Commons has explicitly endorsed." He also proposed a written constitution for the UK to stop what he called executive malpractice or fiat. The Speaker's intervention is, to say the least, highly unusual. Sean Whelan, RTE News, London.
The DUP leader Arlene Foster has denied reports that the party is prepared to abide by some European rules after Brexit as part of a new deal to replace the backstop. The Times newspaper is reporting that the DUP had agreed to shift its red lines and that the party had said privately that it would drop its objections to regulatory checks in the Irish Sea. In a tweet, Mrs. Foster said the UK must leave as one nation. She also said the party would not support any arrangements that create a barrier to east-west trade. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is due to outline his view this morning on why there should be a general election in May 2020. Mr. Varadkar told the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party yesterday that next May was the right moment because of Brexit and domestic politics. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The Taoiseach outlined to Fine Gael TDs, senators and MEPs in East Cork yesterday how Brexit will have a significant impact on the timing of the next general election here. Mr. Varadkar said a May polling day would work because a Brexit deal should have been achieved by then, or the government would have, as he termed it, guided the country through the worst impact of a no deal by then. Mr. Varadkar is due to lay out his reasoning on the general election on this programme after 8:30. Paul Cunningham, RTE News, Cork.
In the US, Democrats hoping to win their party's nomination for next year's presidential election took to the debate stage last night. The 10 candidates clashed over health care and faced questions on immigration reform and gun control. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan reports.
This was the latest in a series of Democratic debates, but the first that saw all of the frontrunners taking to the stage at the same time. Former US Vice President Joe Biden clashed with his two main rivals, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, accusing them of failing to explain how they would pay for their health care plans. Joe Biden came under attack from rival candidate Julian Castro, who asked if he was forgetting things he'd said just 2 minutes ago. One of the loudest cheers of the night came when Beto O'Rourke made an impassioned speech about how he would tackle gun violence by confiscating assault rifles. While the debate was taking place in Texas, US President Donald Trump was addressing Republicans in Maryland, where he accused Democrats of embracing radical socialism and open borders. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
And the time now is 6 minutes past 8:00.
RT Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Planning a day sailing? Stay clear of overhead wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999. Stay safe. Stay clear.
Mainly dry and bright today with sunny spells. A few isolated showers may occur on north and northwest coasts. Highest temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees in mostly light west to southwest breezes.